Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Welcome to Ambridge on the Couch, an in-depth look at the Archers with me, Harriet Carmichael, Jeff Thomas, Lucy B. Freeman, and our executive director, Cooper.
You're right. Now,
well, you said you've got a cough. I've got, I ate a sausage roll and I've got a bit of flaky pastry stuck in my throat.
Oh.
Now,
have a swig of your rosé.
Well, I know, but it's not really helping.
Oh.
Before we
have a bigger swig of your rosé.
Yes, hang on.
Then you won't care either way, so that's fine.
One second. Well, it's got that, I've just breathed the alcohol in now.
Yes.
Made it worse.
You've now got alcoholic pastry sausagey bits.
Yeah, disgusting. Mm. And a bit of sesame seed as well, I think. But anyway, it's fine. I've got a nice long break now. Because before we make a start on your emails, let's have a long recap, please, on what happened this week in Ambridge.
We began the week with Kenton wrestling with the bunting. Bunting? It's turned up. Why did no one tell us?
Yes.
The biggest storyline for years, and it was just like, oh yeah, I'm putting the bunting up. However, did he say the bunting or some bunting? Throw us a bone here, scriptwriters. Helen decided to spoil Lee. He was allowed to stay up past his normal bedtime and have fizzy Ribena. He asked for curry for special tea, but all he really wanted was the poppadom, so he was happy enough, bless him. Justin once again dangled the promise of a couple of 100 quid to sponsor the coronation celebrations. This has highlighted the different styles of philanthropy in Ambridge. Justin, who hints at the prospect of cash, then withdraws with no real rationale. Oliver, who positively hurls money at people with no real rationale. And Auntie Peggy, who only gives it to family if there's a prospect of self-aggrandisement in it. If you can call it the Peggy Woolley something or other, then she's all over it like a rash. Anyway, this time, Justin turned up at Bridge Farm and waved his wallet around enticingly, but with their usual unerring business instinct, nobody seemed to be able to be asked to show him round. Pat was at the rifle range and Helen said she was clipping her toenails and ordered Tom to do it, so he sulkily trooped Justin along a row of cabbages and then said, "Now can I have the money?" I suppose the Bridge Farm archers could have been somewhat distracted by Natasha's arrival in their midst as they were trying to cook dinner. She just sort of turned up for no reason and just sat there beaming round the kitchen table at Pat and Helen. Cup of tea, Natasha? No, I'm fine, thanks. Why not stay for dinner, Natasha? No, I've got a chicken in the oven at home. They both heroically resisted the urge to shout, "Well, what the bloody hell are you sitting here for then?"
Yeah.
But I didn't. Natasha then redeemed herself by supporting Helen through giving evidence at the police station and then took her for a cup of tea. Although on their way there, I couldn't help but notice there was only one set of footsteps.
Oh.
Maybe they were walking in very close step, or possibly hopping in unison. Jimus has a nemesis in the form of a man with a bun who doesn't know who Poseidon is and thinks Tara Masalata is somewhere in Cornwall. He went stumping round to tell the man where he was going wrong, and understandably the man smacked him in the Roman remains, so he came back again and inevitably became the Greek correspondent in this Eurovision thing that I still don't truly understand. Harassment must be wondering, like a dim flickering eco light bulb going on somewhere in his head, that maybe he wasn't the best person to organise this Euro Cobblers. He's seemingly taking calls from his neighbours on his mobile about why they can't be Croatia while interviewing suspects at the police station. Even Jimus thought he wouldn't be working on a bank holiday. Have these people ever met a police before? Ryland's coming. Oh, frabjous day, ect, but Linda suddenly realised she didn't have a bed for him. I think he'd be fine bunking up with Ardil. It'll be nice for both of them. Sykesy is gradually working his way around the entire village, paying official calls. He's got Tony in his sights next, dropping in for tea and buns. I think Sykesy is basically supposed to be King Charles doing a nationwide tour. slightly peculiar scene with them all in the Brooker's kitchen with Jill in the challenging role of femme fatale. If you're trying to convince us that Lenny was jealous of Sykesy scriptwriters, you are not fooling anyone. Leonard talks about Jill in the tones of a man who's had to help someone off a commode once too often. Also, Ruth, Ben would not have turned his phone off because he had a 90-year-old for tea. 20-year-olds turn their phones off for nothing. It was far more likely he didn't want to discuss Ryland's duvet arrangements with Lindy Bottom. And who can blame him? Nobody wants poor Ryland, so he's got three choices, I reckon. If he could lay off the Botox and hunch over a bit, there's a chance he could sneak in at the Laurels. Failing that, there's camping at the Rewilding Centre. But someone will have to tell him that Krusty will wake him up at 5:45 by perching on the end of his sleeping bag, chundering on about chiff-chaffs. Or there's on top of the prawn cocktail walkers at the Bull. Over at Brookfield, Ruth did one of her spontaneous bouts of fury. This time Ben caught it amidships by suggesting that some old people might like to look round the farm. She reacted as if he'd suggested bringing in toddlers with machine guns. But anyway, nice to see her back in action. And then finally, Natasha had a stroke and started speaking Welsh to someone who doesn't understand it. I thought I'd retuned accidentally to S4C. So there we are, the Archers. Never ceases to surprise you. Diolch yn fawr, the end.
Oh, thank you, Cariad. How do you say thank you in
Diolch yn fawr. That's thank you very much.
Oh, okay. Diolch yn fawr, Cariad.
That's right.
I like it when she speaks Welsh because I get new respect for her.
Yes, but I'm slightly mystified as to why she suddenly did it to Tom, who doesn't speak Welsh.
Also, why in the space of about 4 days, she felt Tom was about to leave her when we all knew exactly why he was in a mood.
Yes.
I mean, it was just so obvious that he's been, you know, worrying about that stupid advert.
Over the thing that we all said he shouldn't do in the first place, but anyway.
So was that a storyline?
Yes.
Does that count as a storyline?
Yes, that counts. That's tick. That one's done.
Okay. I'm a bit worried about Tom. I'm worried about him too. Mm. I think he's going to leave me.
No, I'm not.
You're not.
Okay, good.
Very good. Very. Thank you very much. But that, as you said earlier, it's we're in the holding terminal, aren't
we? We're treading water. I feel we've very much got our water wings on and we are
ready for Ryland.
Yes, and the king. And...
Oh, yes, and the king. Maybe he... What would be really fun, guys?
King Ryland. That would be fun.
Yes. Well, oh, God.
Queen Ryland, possibly, but you know.
I think he'd actually be great as a leader. Because although he's obviously a Mr. Entertainer, he's also got a very good heart.
Yeah, has he?
Yes, he has.
Oh, has he? Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You should watch when Anton Deck set him up.
Oh, yes, you said he was very nice and he didn't lose his temper.
You could tell he was genuinely just really nice to everybody.
Okay.
So, but maybe King Charles, as what will be, might make an appearance, a surprise one.
In the Archers?
Yes.
Considering the fanfare there's been about Ryland and that he's been mentioned every 2 minutes by everybody in the village, do you not think they would have been able to...
Be slightly humiliating if he just comes
oh,
in.
Oh, yeah, and the king was on for a bit. But anyway, Ryland, yay.
Maybe he just remotely recorded a line and sent it in.
Yeah. Thank God.
What, Lucy, is going to be the hilarious outcome of Ryland having no accommodation?
Where will he be sleeping?
Oh, Lucy. Your suggestion about Ardil is actually quite good.
Mm.
Linda knows Ardil well enough to say, get out for one night only. So, Ryland.
Why doesn't he stay with Joy and Mick?
Yes.
He could sleep in the hot tub. If they drained it out, he'd be fine.
I
just put a little duvet over the top of him.
Also, you know that Joy is one of those people that probably irons the sheets,
mm-hmm.
and I bet they smell of fabric conditioner.
She'd have a guest room all ready to go.
Oh, completely. And Ryland, you'd have your own brand new soap.
Honestly, it'll be like 2 seconds and it'll all be ready for you.
Yeah, I mean, well, of course we have to, you know, suspend disbelief, but he just wouldn't be staying there. He'd be going to
some of
a
our
nice
listeners
Marriott
have raised
Birmingham.
The suspension of disbelief with a series of expletives. But anyway, yes, they feel much the same.
And Linda, who's actually looked round Brookfield, there's no way on earth she'd suggest he goes to listen to Jill and shares a bathroom. Imagine Ryland sharing a bathroom with Dave
banging
David.
On the door. Ryland, are you done?
Sorry, he walks in on David in his long johns. Oh, how disgusting. It traumatised the poor boy.
David just muttering, I'd give it 5 minutes, mate, to Ryland as she passes by on the passageway.
Yeah, but I've got to get to Liverpool. I can't wait. well, I'm very much looking forward to the shenanigans.
Mm.
Do you think the coronation has been ticked off now that they've done the illuminations, as some people like to call it?
There'll be something. There'll be old giffers reminiscing, won't there?
Oh, hang on. Because I keep getting confused. Of course, because it's not Eurovision this weekend. It's so confusing because...
You know, the coronation is the one where the king gets the hat and the Eurovision is when the maniacs in leather scream.
The coronation, there's only one country involved.
Yes.
That's the main difference. Yes. And the Eurovision, there's several.
Yeah.
So it's all so confusing because it's too close together.
Yes.
But why? But if the illumination, because some people say I quite like listening to the way they pronounce coronation, illumination.
Mm.
Some people, Freddie says illumination because he's dead posh and other people don't.
And Natasha says illuminations.
We're both coughing. You because you've got a cold. And me because I can't shift that bit of pastry.
We're broadcasting live from a TB ward, chaps.
Oh, God. Also, apologies for the sound of the room. I'm not in my usual studio, Lucy.
You don't even have a usual studio anymore, do you?
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone. It's coming back, but it's temporarily gone.
So will you not be broadcasting from the lavatory anymore?
I will be in the future. There's just quite a lot of stuff there and no electricity at the moment.
It's still going to be a lavatory.
Oh my God, how do I get rid of this? You know, like when it's one of those, it's like, I have this on the tube sometimes. It's like, if I feel something in my throat, like a bit of biscuit, or I start choking, and then it's like almost like a phantom cough and I can't stop. And I've sometimes had to get off the tube because I'm like hacking up so disgustingly that
people are about to press the big red
report
button.
Report me to that NHS number for COVID sufferers. Mm. But it's almost like your brain won't let you forget.
Sometimes you can, if you have fizzy water, that helps. Or blow your nose, that helps. Because it convinces your brain that you've got rid of it.
I've only got a t-shirt to blow my nose on, but...
Oh, God.
Sorry, everyone. Oh, Jill, you look great, Jill. Sorry. I had nothing else, Lucy, and it's going in the wash later, so...
Okay.
It's fine. Actually, that is a bit better, thanks. Mm. Isn't Sykesy annoying?
He really is.
Oh, my God. What is Ben's... What is...
Who, I don't know.
What is it?
Well, he said he'd never... He couldn't remember his grandfather, didn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
And so Solly died when he was young.
So, who's that?
Ruth's dad.
Oh, okay. Oh, I don't remember him.
So I reckon that granddad. He's kind of a substitute granddad.
Well, Leonard would be more jealous about that, presumably, than...
Lenny.
Oh, fancy the pants off you, Jill. Whoa. I just found that absolutely disgusting.
It really was. And Jill sort of slightly smirking and preening. And I was like, oh, stop it.
Oh, Sykes. I mean, I suppose it was quite, you know, sweet. But
it wasn't. Just, it was horrible.
It just wasn't played like that, was it? It was played more pervy than charming.
Yes, it
I
was
thought.
Distinctly pervy. Particularly as Leonard sounds like a sprightly gentleman in his early 60s. Psycho sounds like he's about 75 and Jill sounds a lot older.
And she is. She's and in she her is. 90s, yeah. Isn't she?
Yeah.
So, but it's plausible that he was 15 and fancied her when she was 30, I guess. But still, it's Leonard. But I really enjoyed Leonard's noises.
Yeah.
When he went. I thought that was pretty good. Ruth was just out to lunch all week. What? Who? No.
You're bringing an old man round. Okay. What does he want to do? All right. Yeah.
I think she just literally doesn't, like us, doesn't understand this.
No.
This obsession with bringing, in a what is he, Ben, 21?
Yeah.
In his free time. I mean, it's bless him. He's giving up his free time to bring an old man
to escort elderly gentlemen around the, yeah, I know.
And also all it was sitting down having a bit of cake, wasn't it? Oh no, they went and saw a tractor, didn't they?
And reminisced about the how many cows there were before and now there aren't so many cows, or there's fewer cows or more cows or something.
If I was at the Laurels, I'd rather go to the bingo on my day.
A lot of people have said very similar.
Surely a trip to Scarborough.
Especially if they're all from around there, if they're all local rural people, the last thing they want to go do is look at a bloody farm.
Oh, and then
they'd rather go to M&S, I should think.
Sit in that sort of claustrophobic living room with loads of other old people in it. And a cake that I'm sure it does taste delicious, yes. But and a, does and it?
A jealous geriatric and a preening old lady. It's very odd. You're being introduced into this weird psychosexual dynamic that you're not in control of. It's, yeah.
Yes, something wrong. did anything else happen? I can't even remember.
No.
There was just a lot about the Illumination.
We're basically just waiting for Rob to show up with a shotgun,
yeah,
aren't we?
Yeah, come on, Rob. Yeah. Rob and Rylan.
Yeah.
Who's
maybe
it
together.
Gonna be first? Oh, it's really hard.
Rylan would get out the car and say, I got a lift with this nice gentleman in his grey car, and Pat will shoot them both immediately.
Yeah, but the bullets will reflect off his teeth.
And that's true.
Bang,
yes.
Bang.
Yeah.
I think it's going to have... Rylan's going to... They're going to have to just do the Rylan fun stuff and keep the Rob undercurrent going. And after Rylan, then we'll get heavy again.
Yeah. Yeah.
I guess.
Yeah. You can't have, hooray, it's the coronation. Bang. Right. No, it's a sort of, it's all... Or hooray, it's Eurovision. Bang. Also bad.
Yeah, I didn't look ahead, but I assume they will do a sort of coronation-y episode.
I don't know. I've stopped looking ahead now. I only look ahead when people on Twitter go, ooh, 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 and then I get excited.
Yes.
But then I've decided it makes me disappointed.
Well, there's also, like, if you say you were looking ahead to a week that we've just had, for example, you'd gain nothing from the info, because nothing happened, did it?
No.
I mean, I literally can't think of anything except Sykesy visiting the farm.
I love when you go on the BBC Music Radio Podcast app and
Eurocast Vision. Yeah, sorry. Yeah.
It's Illumination. It says they've just got like a standard blurb to go with the episodes on the website, and it just says another gripping week in Ambridge in this intense rural drama. And you thought, have you ever listened? Ever?
Oh, I see. Is that when you don't go on the Archers?
Yeah, I really hope that people are managing their expectations, or kind of, you know, you want to dial that down a bit, because there are going to be a lot of disappointed people out there. It was a lot of old people sitting around eating cake and eyeing each other up.
Terms and conditions, right. Storylines may not be as
may not reflect the pictures.
Or the description. any other gossip?
Any other business? Harassment is so totally out of his depth organising this thing.
Oh my God, poor thing though. I mean, but as you said, it's lucky he doesn't really do any other work.
Yes, it's lucky that he hasn't got an important job, isn't it, really?
And interview Helen. Also, he's very lucky in that he does find time to sort of squeeze all this in, doesn't he?
What, the policing? He squeezes in the policing in between running Eurovision, supporting his wife. And
he had 2 hours spare to interview Helen. Yeah. And that's hard to come, presumably, in a police's schedule.
When you're a busy Eurovision party organiser.
It's too much. Mm. And also, poor Rylan, to have to sit through the Brookfield Archers.
12 of them.
High on a hill.
Except they're not going to now, are they?
No, they're going to do... There's a sad sort of clanging from the clock in the... Oh, no, hang on. No, they're not. What are they going to do? So long farewell.
Raindrops on roses.
Oh, yeah, that's what they're doing. But, I mean, Ben is...
Do you think Ben's going to dress up as a rose bud?
I feel like
or a kitten.
His parents, you know, there should be some sort of duty of care to Ben after his episode. And what they're
Ben needs an intervention. That's what he needs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Social services needs to come round there and say, look, we know he's actually 26 or whatever it is, but there's clearly something wrong.
And why is he wearing Lido?
And who's that old man? It's my pretend granddad. Okay, you're coming with us, Sonny.
Ben, put your Lido housing off for out.
Sikesy. Oh, I fancy the pants off you with that.
Dress up as your granny.
It's very weird. Very weird. Where do you get lederhosen? Well, Amazon, I suppose.
I don't know. I was somewhat startled with the ease at which they managed to acquire all this
and
stuff.
I imagine Pip probably looks quite good in a traditional Austrian.
She'd have long. I imagine her as having long brown hair, so I think yes. She could do those up in those
the plaits
in those.
And don't you imagine her as
like
being
Princess
quite
Leia.
Buxom?
No.
Oh, do you not?
No.
Oh, I imagine her as having a chest.
Right, chesticles. Mm. No.
Do you not? Do you imagine her as wafy?
Not wafy, just sort of athletically, like a rower's body.
Oh.
Heaving bales around and.
I imagine her as sort of strong.
Right.
But you know, but strong, but curves in the right places.
Mm.
Yeah.
You've thought about this.
Well, I haven't until
probably
now.
Probably
to
too
be
much.
Not
I
as
would
much
say.
As James. I wonder what he thinks.
Well, I think he's still complaining about the continued piplessness. I wonder what she's doing.
Well, she's singing The Sound of Music.
Mm. No, I mean, do you think she's having babies or do you think she's...
Oh, no, do you think she's got a job?
In a
I
film?
Think she's probably got a filming job.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, by the way, you know you said last week about how it's rude that people just add you to a WhatsApp group?
Yeah.
You can actually change your settings so that you... Because I've been inviting people to a WhatsApp group. No, I've been adding people to a WhatsApp group this week. And some people, you have to invite them to join the group. And
oh.
So they make the decision whether to join the group or not.
But then if it's the same problem, though. If you
I
don't,
know.
They think you're
exactly.
a snotty cow.
Exactly. You're just rude if you don't join. Mm. Exactly. There's no answer to
she
this.
She didn't join my WhatsApp group.
Exactly. That's almost worse than leaving straight away.
Oh, by the way, what happened about all your fairy cakes and the street next door and all that?
Oh, well, I've got a few texts about that tonight and I haven't even dared to open them because ooh. I sent a sort of... Hi, because I got a sort of, you know, can you give me some numbers?
Yeah. And yes, 3, 7, 24. What do you want?
I had to just say, hi, I had been a bit of tumbleweed on our WhatsApp group. I haven't got any numbers for you. I think we might be just sort of staying low key for our street party. Anyway, there's a few, I've had a few other texts and okay. I haven't read them yet.
Okay.
But I think she'd like me to enter the talent show.
Really?
Yes. But you don't have to dress in the country. Or... Well, there's literally no way I'll be doing that. I'll just get a child to do it.
Okay.
I'll get someone to do gymnastics.
Oh, yeah, that's good.
Or keepy uppies. They go down well.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. But no, I think I'm the only person from our street who will be straddling, if you know what I mean.
I thought you were going to do that for your act. Here's Harriet.
Any
straddling
volunteers
something.
Out there?
Come on, somebody must be want to be straddled by Harriet. Come on, come on.
It's just everybody looks at the floor. nobody? Okay.
Okay, Harriet will straddle herself. That's fine. She's a professional.
Would it make a difference if I put my lederhosen on? Anyway, can't wait for the acts. Can you? I hope we get to hear them sing and dance.
Not all 12.
No, God.
Well, some of them is going to be like Neville Booth and Serena Fate, isn't it? So we won't.
We won't. No, but we might hear the background.
We'll hear
folk
confused
music.
Noise within, won't we?
It's really. Also, anyway, I don't even know why I'm sort of. Because it's quite confusing, I'm still not sure of the shape of that event. But I don't know why I'm worrying about it because I'm not going. But I feel like 12 acts is going to take quite a long time. And then they've actually got to watch Eurovision.
Yep.
How's Ryland going to get to Liverpool in the space of... Anyway,
well,
look,
he's got nowhere
to
sleep, so
this.
He can just stay up all night, can't he?
But he's got to get to Liverpool to...
Mm.
So are they doing the acts of the day before? I'm very confused because there's no...
Detail has been
schedule.
Slight, I
it
feel.
It has. Mm. It has. Because, well, obviously, and again, we're suspending disbelief because there's no way... on earth he'd be in what am I talking about? It's weird though because when Linda and Joy were talking about Rylan, it's too weird because they're talking about someone real
yeah
and But they're not real. But I, in my head, they are real. It just is too much.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean.
Yeah, because usually when they have their special guest, you don't get any build-up, do you really? They just turn up, say some slightly wooden phrases, and then and then people say...
Make a joke that ricochets round the room and then off they go.
And it's barely remarked upon unless Toya is plugging an album or whatever. But this is, because there's so much build-up, it's got into my head and it's messed with my mind.
But I think it was the fact as well that Linda was going... Rylan, despite not knowing who he was, she said, he's really famous. And I was thinking, yeah, he is. What's he doing? This is madness. So it was when the characters point out that the person is famous when they really are.
Yes, but in a way, at least she did say, but that was before. She said, there's no way anyone really famous would come to Ambridge.
Mm.
But it's not really the fact that he's really famous that's the problem. It's that he's got to go and host He's got to go and host Eurovision, hasn't he? On the same day.
Who was it who said this? David in Wales. David. Hello, Jim David. Who says, Prynhawn da Lucia Harriet, which is good afternoon, Lucia.
Sorry, Cariad.
Last week, I wrote to say how good the Archers can be sometimes. Well, scrub that after this week's offering, he says.
Oh, no.
As devotees of the Archers, we are sometimes required to suspend disbelief. The suspension required this week is at Isambard Kingdom Brunel levels. One, we're supposed to believe that Rylan would rock up at Ambridge based on a tenuous link with Mick. Righto. Two, he would stay overnight in Brookfield Dunelm Clearance B&B. Okay. Three, that he would put himself through hours of purgatory judging a competition for free. Four, that his gig presenting one of the largest television events in the world would require no more planning and preparation than waltzing in with a cappuccino 5 minutes before it starts and popping some headphones on. Oh, come on. There must be a massive shoehorn kicking around the mailbox. Getting Rylan into the show has been done in the most clunky and ridiculous way possible. Can we have Princess Margaret back instead? Was the script written by Enid Blyton? Our Ambridge Eurovision event is saved, chirps Linda. What next? A trip to Kirin Island for fresh eggs and ginger beer? I'm beginning to long for more coronation nonsense. Forget everything I said last week about how good the Archers has been of late. David, he's very properly cross, I think.
I don't mind, because the payoff is you get Rylan on the Archers. It's just you just have to. It just takes a while to accept the disbelief, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But I think it's worth it for Rylan.
Well, that remains to be seen.
Because it would have been even weirder if Rylan had come last week and it was nothing to do with Eurovision.
If he just turned up.
Yeah. Exactly.
Hello, my electric car has run out of charge. Do you have such a thing as a charging station? Oh, funny you should ask, Rylan. There is.
Are you Rylan? It was funny when Joy was talking about meeting Richard Coles and she said, and I said, hello. No, she just said,
and he said,
my name is Joy.
Lovely to meet you, Joy. And that was
said,
it.
Lovely. My name is Joy. It was so funny.
I think he thought she was part of some Care in the Community scheme, I'd imagine.
He must have been on the Archers, surely.
I don't know, but if anybody screams celebrity appearance on the
exactly.
Archers, it's him.
Yeah, unless he loads it. Like, you know, some people do, don't they?
Yeah.
Yes. It'd be a good booking.
What's wrong with them? David in Wales. Also, I have to apologise because you sent me a very nice email.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
About learning Welsh, which I really, really appreciated. But I've lost it and I can see it, but I can't reply to it. I don't understand why. But anyway, it was very much appreciated. And thank you. And I'm still trying. Yes.
Staffed anyway. Off.
This is
well
from...
done. How do you say well done in Welsh?
I don't know.
Oh. Right, congratulations. You must know that.
I'm not... Stop telling me what I must know. It's
like
really
hard.
You
learn a language. You learn things like happy birthday, congratulations.
Not on Duolingo. Dear. You learn things like my relationship with alcohol is killing me and things like that. They do really bleak sentences you have to learn.
Do you not learn how to write a formal letter?
Well, it's all about, at the moment, it's all about Heil loving cheese and everybody loves cheese. Do you like cheese? I like cheese very much.
What's cheese?
I've forgotten that. Oh, Kaus.
Oh, like Casa.
Yes, C-A-W-S.
Yeah.
Yes. Interesting. Cool. Okay. Daniel Millichip. Our resident gay representative has headed his email Yas Queen and said, what a confusing and amazing week it's been. Linda Snell was already a gay icon, and now that she's doing a full collab with Paul, she is surely going to reach the dizzy heights of gay sainthood. Since when would Ian be desperate to do Italy in a variety show unless he was going to cook a pizza on stage? Why? Not that he was around to explain himself. It's just ridiculous that Justin cobbles together an interview for a light show in 2 days. Too much to comment on. And I've got to go and brush up on my pierogi recipes for my local variety show. So, bye, love.
That's the thing in this talent show. There's quite a lot of just, and then you fold the cheese into the Spanish olives.
That is the most rubbish.
Kirsty's
idea.
Demonstrating.
What's the most? I Googled what she was talking about because I thought.
Oh, yeah. Is it?
I was hoping it was going to, you know, like Portuguese fado, amazing, incredibly moving, sentimental ballads that are really operatic and they make everybody cry. And it's this particular form of song form that you only get in Portuguese. I was thinking it was, and it's a bloody donut, basically.
Yeah,
it's a honey donut.
She's doing a food thing.
Yeah, on stage.
It's so boring.
They can go and look through the window and watch Helen piss about with yogurt. Why would they want to watch her piss about with honey?
Exactly. We don't need any more watching Helen with a wooden spoon.
No.
Anyway, Helen will just go, oh, don't worry, Clary and Susan will do it.
Yeah. I've got some emails to, yeah.
I'm in hiding. there's just too much food making. It's boring.
Too
Make
much
the
boring
food.
Food.
Do the food and then people eat it. But you don't need to, if you're only making one donut, that's not fun.
No.
Make the donuts beforehand.
One donut
Here's
is
some I
never
made earlier
fun.
For you. And then do a flamenco dance. That's what I'd do.
Mm. Well, you can do that for your talent show, can't you? Yeah, Once you've straddled everybody, you can do a flamenco dance.
Hola! You can speak Welsh for everybody's amusement.
Well, I can say cheese. That's it, I think. All the rest of it's deserting me now. Now, this is from Lorna.
Yeah.
Who is very, very, very amused at Helen and Lee becoming quite so excited about going to San Francisco. She says, I had to laugh when Helen and Lee were getting all excited about their trip to San Francisco by reading a guidebook. They no doubt would lose a bit of enthusiasm if they had read this April the 30th article in the New York Times. Believe me, I love San Francisco, but you won't be reading this in a guidebook. You ready?
Yeah.
San Francisco. Last year, with pandemic lockdowns in the rearview mirror, Whole Foods Market made a bet on a gritty San Francisco neighbourhood. The high-end supermarket chain opened a giant flagship store in a part of the city that is home to both tech companies like Twitter and open-air drug dealing, right? So it starts off and you're expecting the good news story about soon there were people planting organic allotments all over the shop. And anyway, but the store was soon confronted head-on with many of the problems plaguing the area. People threatened employees with guns, knives and sticks. Oh. They flung food, screamed, fought and tried to defecate on the floor.
Oh my God.
There were 568 emergency calls over 13 months, many depicting scenes of mayhem. Mail with machete is back, the report on 1911 call states. Another security guard was just assaulted. A man with a 4-inch knife attacked several security guards, then sprayed store employees with foam from a fire extinguisher.
Oh my God.
Can you imagine Helen and Leah.
Oh my God. This is
standing there like Sooty and Sweep.
Helen would be like, oh, Rob wasn't so bad after all. God.
Helen, I just thought it was hills. I don't like it, Helen.
Yeah,
I
this doesn't sound like the rough guide to California 1996.
Oh, dear.
That's sad.
I know, it's awful, but it does amuse me that they've got the city so wrong, or that they're using such old references.
Oh, my God.
Now, Liz Danziger's message about Dame Edna, because we said surely she's been in the Archers.
She must have been.
And she has, darlings.
What? No, she hasn't.
She has. She appeared in Panto in Brum in 1988, Dame Edna did. Linda, it was in the show that Linda was in the audience and Edna picked on her. She said, I was four at the time, but I remember my mother mentioning it. And I tweeted on the Ambridge on the Couch account a picture of Dame Edna and Linda together, with Linda holding some of Dame Edna's gladdies.
Wow. So did they do the episode at the Panto?
Linda. I think Linda just mentioned that Dame Edna had picked on her.
Oh, that's so funny. Yeah. Oh, wow. God, yeah. 1988. It's a long time ago.
You know, you said that Lee looked hot in that
handsome
photo.
Handsome. I think I meant handsome.
Okay. And
because it was a yellow T-shirt.
Lonnie has got in touch and said, A, that he thinks Freddie Partridge had a deeper voice when he was 10 than he does now. Having heard that bit of him going... Lily.
Yeah, anyway. It was funny. When I heard that back, actually, I thought, Lily sounded terribly, terribly like this. And actually, Freddie was a bit more...
Yeah.
He was like a bit more laddie, wasn't he?
And now it seems to have gone into reverse.
Yeah, exactly.
He said, P.S., I don't think Lee looks particularly buff in that photo with Tracy. Give me some Harrison any day.
Yeah, well, obviously. That just goes without saying. I was just surprised. I thought he looked happy and handsome.
Hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
This is from, Alexandra Townsend says, hope all is good with you all. It's just occurred to me, did we ever find out what happened to the sodding bunting? Surely an occasion for such decoration, such as a coronation, would be a perfect time to reveal the truth. Well, Alex, they just completely blew hanging the bunting without telling us where it came from.
But was it the bunting?
Well, we don't know.
No, I know, because I clocked it and I thought, well, it can't be the bunting, because otherwise surely they would have done a sort of, you know, hey, where did, you know, yeah, anyway, whatever. I think that storyline is just burnt to ashes now, hasn't it? Probably, along with many others that never actually...
But we hang on, don't we? We hang on. Ever the optimists. Hope springs eternal, etc. This is from Shelley Eden. And it is called Coronation Illumination Abomination. Dear Lucy and Harriet, I am one of the three people in New Zealand who listen to The Archers. I love your podcast. I wrote into you once before and was thrilled when you read out my email. This one is going to come a bit late, but here is my thought. There you go, Shelley. Twice now. Amazing. Surely I cannot be the only one who thinks that Justin's Coronation Illumination Abomination is something to do with the electric car charging station.
Oh, wow. Oh my God, that's so clever.
Hoping I'm right. Did I mention that I love the podcast? It's listening to you that makes listening to The Archers bearable. They really are the worst, especially Pip. But then I am gripped. P.S. Rob will come back and someone will kill him. I'm just not sure yet who. All the best, Shelley. Thanks, Shelley.
Pat, Shelley.
Yeah.
That is good insight, don't you think?
So he will have been charged. He'll have...
Yes, it might, because otherwise what was the point?
Again. What is point? Coronation.
What is point? Except that it's quite fun listening to people saying coronation illumination. Illumination. Mm-mm. Yes, it must be. That's very clever. It must be something to do with that.
Now
then.
Some very, very interesting stuff from Andrew Stewart. He describes it as inconsequential trivia, but I think it's great. Anyway, he says...
I love stuff like that.
Did you know that the late Colin Skip, the real Tony Archer...
Oh, yeah.
Had...
Oh, you mean as in the Tony Archer before this Tony Archer?
Right. Has or had a daughter called Nova.
No way!
I wonder if the twin Nova, daughter of not the real Tom, was intended as a tribute or if it's just a coincidence.
Oh, that's incredible. Mm. It must be... Oh, Kerry Davis, if you're listening, please tell us. Wouldn't that be lovely if that was a tribute? Mm.
Wow. He said, was anyone ever called Shula and Kenton before Shula and Kenton?
Yeah, they can't be. Although, was it you I was telling? Somebody was talking about somebody called Kenton and they were talking about whether it was a made up name. And I said, it's not because there's a Kenton in the Archers.
They thought Kenton was a made up name.
Is this a dream?
I don't know. It does sound a bit dreamy.
It wasn't you I was talking to about it. No, it must have been someone else. And they were talking about a person called Kenton, a real person, mind. Mm. And they were saying, it's obviously a made-up name. And I said, well, it isn't because there's a Kenton in the Archers.
So
there's another person in the world called Kenton.
Mm. But does anybody know anybody called Kenton? I know a Shula.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, so it's not made-up names.
And she was not named after the character in the Archers.
Oh my God, imagine if you're called Shula.
Mm.
Imagine. You'd have to never listen to the Archers.
Yes.
Because the
comparison would be... And not know anybody that did either.
Oh my God.
Mm.
If you could be any Archer's name, who would you be?
Caroline.
Oh, really?
Mm.
Really? I'd be Joy.
Joy?
My granny was called Joy, actually.
Oh.
Yeah. I think it's quite a cool name.
Joy. Yeah, but when you're in a really bad mood, you wouldn't want to be called Joy, would you?
No, you'd have to live
up to
your
name. Here
she comes,
Joy, with a face like a slapped arse.
True that.
Mm.
Yeah.
He also says, apropos catfishing, what happened to Roy's date with the made-up internet woman?
Oh, yes.
Roy hasn't been on it for ages now.
On it? Oh, on the Archers.
Well.
No.
Either of the above,
him.
Really.
No, and it's annoying. It's because of Grey Gables, isn't it? Because it doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah.
I remember when I was talking to Susie recently and she said she really missed the reception banter.
Yes.
Between her and Roy. Because, you know, actually, he's really good value now, isn't he?
Yeah.
He's quite funny. And,
yeah.
Oh, well, he's in his pub, isn't he?
Yeah.
But actually, him not being at Grey... Well, I suppose we'll get a bit more Ardell-Roy interaction soon.
Apparently, in the 70s and 80s, the line that they kept giving Brian was, every time that the scene was with Brian in the office, it was him going, "Where is that seed catalogue?" Andrew said. But now, because we've got the internet, they're not always hunting for bits of paper because everything's online.
Oh,
so he said it's now been replaced with David going, "Can someone please tell me what the hell is going on?" Which is true. David is the one that does that.
Yes.
Now, you know, you had the funny dream.
Yes. About Kenton.
About Kenton.
Yeah.
And
not
I told you that Jeff Dreb, that he was driving through Eurovision.
Yes.
And had to pay for it with a cow.
Pay for it with a penguin. What did he pay for it with?
No,
a bus?
He had to pay for a bus ticket with a cow.
That's it. Yeah.
Well, Laurie Jones emailed us and said, "I woke up this morning out of a dream where I was waiting to have my car delivered," which was actually happening, "from the body shop, but I was in a panic because I knew I had to pay for it with a cow, but I couldn't get the cow because I didn't have a car. So I wanted them to just get the cow and bring it with them when they deliver the car. I was panicking because I didn't see any way a cow would fit inside my car, but I couldn't get the car without the cow. Thanks, Jeff," she says.
Laurie, stop staying up late.
It's because she does all that.
Stop eating cheese.
She does all those jobs for everybody. She's absolutely exhausted and she's sort of hallucinating, I think.
Yes.
Catherine Rowan Jones says, it's headed Justin Frogthroat Elliot. "Hello again, you wonderful, talented people who make the hilarious highlight of my listening week. Further to insightful character analysis of Justin a fortnight ago, with the acquisition of an electric car, he currently reminds me of Toad from The Wind in the Willows.
Yes.
This week, he revealed that the Ambridge Illumination is being outsourced to a firm which can apparently assess and erect within 3 days, during a period of peak demand, no doubt." Yes, right. "I predict they will fail to deliver, leaving the Bridge Farm crew to wave their wind-up torches about, complete with scavenged coloured cellophane on the lenses, like rural low-budget Mulder and Scully, attempting Lumiere sans-son, and the tension ratches up. Rob need never return. He's living rent-free in their heads. They so need therapy. Much love and thanks, Catherine."
When they do, you know, every Christmas or whatever, they do... Our local stately home and parks and things, they all do like illumination trails. And they are putting those things up for weeks on end. And obviously the garden trail is much smaller. But if it's going to be anything decent, that's going to be over a week of setup, isn't it? If you're going to spend a fortune, I mean, because you would spend a fortune doing an illumination. It's more than 100 quid, is it? It's like 100 grand at least, I should think. You want to make it commercial.
Yes.
It's not just for the neighbours, is it?
No.
If it's going to be decent. Or is it just, you know, they've strung up some fairy lights, but in which case, I guess it could be done in 3 days.
Natasha and Tom were talking, it was like they'd never seen electricity before. So, you know, God knows, I can't even imagine.
What do we do with this? It's a plug, Natasha. Just plug it into this extension lead.
Oh, my God, right. What will they think of next?
It's so colourful. Are you going to leave me?
I am
too
now.
Too late, I'm leaving you first. What do you mean you don't want them to work? There's no way she's stopping doing those apps.
No. Well, she said, what's done is done. Anyway, look over there at the lights, Tom. Look at the pretty lights.
It's fine. The contract only says that they've signed up for just another 5 years, that's all. Until their voices break.
It said, I've just signed up for perpetuity. I don't know what that is, but it's...
until puberty. So not long now. Very advanced.
We're getting some watercress in the post.
From the watercress
from
festival?
From the watercress lady, yes.
To tantalise us.
To tantalise us, yes.
Oh, it's exciting. Yes. Not long now. I was going through my weekends.
I know.
And I saw watercress written down.
Okay.
I love watercress. Oh, well, it's because it's watercress season suddenly.
Yes. And you have to beat, it's 80 grams of watercress.
I'm not doing that eating competition.
And the official Guinness World
I'll
Record.
I'll do the straddling, but I'm not doing the watercress eating.
Maybe you could straddle some watercress and combine the two. 45.26 seconds.
What, for 800 grams?
Yeah.
Actually, I think I could actually do that. 800 grams is... Well, better still,
and Alsford's very own Glenn Walsh, who's been a champion for the last 14 years. I said that. And who has almost...
You said Alsford. It's not like Aldi, it's Alsford.
Alsford. Okay.
Alsford.
Whatever. This man did it in 25.5 seconds.
Wow. Because 800 grams... I was thinking that's not a lot, but actually that's like
80 grams, not 800.
Oh, 80 grams. Oh, okay. So that's a bag of salad? That's a bunch of watercress, basically, isn't it?
Yeah. And also, she said, I know that Harriet appreciates...
it would get stuck in your throat, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm. She said, I know that Harriet appreciates a tipple. The good news is that watercress was thought to cure hangovers by the Romans.
No way! Yes. And it's so good for you because it's got iron in it, hasn't it? Wow. We should eat more watercress, Lucy.
Okay. Michael Gorman, the doorman, said... He's actually signed it. Keep up the excellent work. Michael Gorman, retired librarian, not deceased doorman, and your oldest listener. Too late now, Michael. You're now Michael Gorman, the doorman. I'm sorry.
Forever.
He said, I'm not good at forecasting Archer's plots. Well, you're listening to the right podcast. Yes. Neither are we. But one possibility has occurred to me. It is an old stage tradition to parallel a drama of events among the nobles and gentry with events among the lower orders for comic effect. I wonder if that is going to be deployed in The Archers in the form of the Dennis Tracy plotline, paralleling the Rob Helen plotline, with the latter being dramatic and serious, and the former played for comic effect.
Oh, interesting. I see. Yeah, that's very upstairs, downstairs, isn't it?
And it does often happen like that, doesn't it? Because we'll suddenly
the
get...
The servants' comedy versus the aristocrats' drama.
Or the Grundys will be doing something and you're comparing it to the Brookfield Archers and all that.
Interesting. That's really insightful.
Mm.
Oh, didn't you think, though, on Upper Classes, I liked the way that Linda was talking like she was the queen. She kept saying, we are so grateful that you managed to secure Rylan. And everything she said to Joy, she did as a, we would like to thank you for your kindness by taking a walk through our gardens.
Joy.
Yes. She was so funny.
She is.
It still makes me sad, though, when she refers to Robert.
I know.
And she said he's gone away for a few days. Yeah. I thought, oh, no, I don't like this.
No.
But what else can they do?
And then she said, Robert's very good at keeping the diary in check.
Yeah, but the thing is, she would have absolutely had a massive hissy fit had she found out that Robert had booked someone in.
Yeah.
Because we would like to offer Ryland our, what did she call it, our front room double with en suite. Something really funny. Robert, phone them up and tell them they are not to come. Ben could have easily just phoned those guests back.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry, I made a massive mistake. I like the fact that no one's spoken to Ryland's agent anyway, or manager, and just checked that he's not booked somewhere.
I think Ryland's agent even knows that he's doing this. They'd have a shit fit. What do you mean you're going to some little village in the arse end of nowhere and judging, you know?
It's going to be like the parallel of the gym storyline.
Yes, and
it's
exactly.
Not Ryland Clark, it's Ryan Clark. An expert in...
This is from Joanne. And I cannot agree with her more.
Yeah.
She said, I'm slightly hopeful that Rob will be lurking around the farm, taking advantage of that evening garden path, but the Sykesy thing has me puzzled. How exciting is it, really, to visit a farm? Don't those Laurel residents get outings anyhow? Peggy never complained about the care that Jack was getting, and we don't hear anything about Auntie Cardboard being bored to tears, so I'd assume that there are some opportunities to get out and about for the residents. Aren't there any farms around Borsetshire that are geared for public visits? It can't be only here in the US that we've got orchards you can visit to pick your own fruit, plus hay rides in the autumn, as well as places that have petting zoos, alpaca, llama farms, etc. No need to visit a private family farm because there are public ones around where you can see farming in action. If he's bringing a single resident from the Laurels to the farm, why does that require half a dozen archers to stop everything and entertain him?
Why did Ben just have to take the day off?
Can't Ben just show the person round himself and maybe stop in the house and they can have some cake with Gran? I don't get any adverts in Welsh when I listen to your podcast. I've been getting ads to donate blood plasma for the past couple of weeks, though, which I'm blaming on the discussions brought about by Rob's return and about Helen being a bit stabby. Thank you, Joanne.
I really want to go to one of those orchards and pick my own.
Yes.
Stuff.
Pick your own what?
But
pick
your over own there, names. Not
yes.
here.
No, yes. It's not very fun.
Not here. In California, obviously. To get stabbed.
No, San Francisco.
San Francisco, sorry.
Patricia Johnson has headed hers null point. Good evening, she says. Okay, I'm not British, but I've lived here for nearly 40 years. I have dipped into Eurovision, mainly when Sir Terry Wogan was in charge.
Yeah.
I understand it has devoted fans. I think it is fun for an hour or two, but I do not need it messing up the arches. Oh, and David had better remember to do his number two to the downstairs loo. Over and out.
I like that we're all on the same wavelength.
Yes. Worried about Ryland coming across a log jam in the lavatory.
It's just the first thing we immediately all thought when Linda suggested it revealed. Oh my God, the shared bathroom.
Now, this is from Anne in Ottawa. I love it when our listeners tell us about something, that a reference that has meaning for them, and I've never heard of it, and I go off and find it, and then I lose an entire afternoon researching the thing that they're interested in, and then I'm interested in it. It's great. There is, she said, during the epic Euro cheese discussion, I truly thought you'd slipped one of your own scripts into the studio. I worried that they'd use the best material and you'd have nothing to sketch for yourselves. She is talking about Matt Rodriguez Payne, and said that he reminds her of a guy called Peter Schickele, and excuse me if I've got the pronunciation wrong, who created a character called PDQ Bark. And he did Mickey takes of classical music. It's a bit like Gerard Hoffnung sort of thing. And she said, I nominate... And he's amazing what he's done. So I was like, with all of these people, you can only Mickey take something if you're actually a fantastic musician in the first place.
Yeah.
Like Tim Minchin and all that.
Yeah.
And he did The Abduction of Figaro, Good King Kong Looked Out, Oh Little Town of Hackensack. But yes, so thank you very much for that, Anne. I disappeared down a total rabbit hole for about 3 hours and missed my deadline as a result of that. So thank you. She said, to combine Rocky and the Archers is a superhuman feat.
Yes, absolutely.
So she is nominating Matt as successor.
Yes.
Now, we have had an email from Jazza. The real Jazza.
Yes. Yes.
So Ryan Kelly,
I didn't believe
Jazza.
You when you told me.
I know you demanded.
I did not
proof.
Believe it. I demanded proof that I'm still to have, actually.
Not
I
only.
Think I think it's a catfisher.
Mm-mm. Not only did he email us, he's even Patreoned us.
No way.
So Jazza is now paying to listen to us take the piss out of the Otters.
You mean Ryan?
Yeah.
Not Rylan, obviously.
Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah, no, Ryland's been a patron for
Ryan,
ages,
the actor.
Obviously.
Mm. But you're genuinely sure it's him?
Yeah.
That's so kind.
Yeah. He said, first of all, I'd like to say thanks for your podcast. It's given me some great laughs over the past few months since I discovered it. I really like your What the Hell is Happening Here feature.
Me too.
Just to be clear, the one that you broadcast on Sunday happened after Nigel's death, not before, as you thought.
Ah, yes.
I know this because there was an argument when Elizabeth found out about David forcing Nigel to go onto the roof, about which they had to be reconciled before the pony was bought for Freddie. Nigel's horse was called Topper and the pony was called Casper. I'm fairly sure that episode went out on Boxing Day 2011.
Oh
I could
God.
Be wrong, but I don't think you've ever said what breed of dog Cooper is. I'd go for quite a big one, judging by the sounds I hear in the background. I only ask it because I've been doing the Archers for the past 20-odd years now, and so far I have got through 3 guide dogs and I'm on my 4th. Their names are, in order, Benson, Hadley, Marley, and now Radnor.
Oh.
I couldn't have done it without them.
Wow.
Just to finish, I'd like to say again how much I appreciate your podcast. I love the way Harriet tends to be Brahms and Liszt. And I love Lucy's soapbox moments. To quote the BBC in the 70s, it's silly, but it's fun. Thank you, guys, and all the best. Ryan, a.k.a. Jazza.
Wow.
With a kiss. You've got a kiss
that
from
is,
Jazza.
That's better than getting an email from Rylan.
It is, isn't it? I think so.
I'm starstruck, Lucy. Mm. God, that's amazing. Oh, thanks for listening. Oh,
yes.
I feel really awkward now. I don't know. I can't talk about the Archers anymore. I can't talk about it.
I like the way he pointed out your incipient alcoholism and was the second listener to do so, Harriet. So
I know.
If you
I'm
feel that we need
glass.
To intervene at any stage, then just let us know.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool. Thank you so much.
I know.
I'm really happy and excited to hear that Ryan listens, but
and a bit embarrassed.
But I really like. Yeah, I feel completely humiliated and like awkward, and I don't really know what to say anymore. I can't believe he's done the Archers for 20 years.
I know,
because I still think of Jazza as being new.
But do you remember when they all took ketamine, and him and Ed and
yes.
Fallon leapt in the pond? Was it ketamine or ecstasy?
I think it was ketamine. Well. Rylan.
Anyway, they jumped in the pond.
Rylan can't put us straight, but Ryan could.
And it was Jolene that sort of sorted them all out.
Yeah,
so I guess
they
would
got
have
vague
been about 20, and now they're 40. So
yeah, but didn't they grow up quick, Lucy? But I know we've discussed this before, but it still feels like that group of friends I feel like they're in their early. I still see them as in their early 20s.
Yeah.
Even though totally. Clearly they're all about 40 now.
As it's Ryan's favourite bit of the show, shall we do What the Hell is Happening Here?
Oh, Lucy, mm-hmm. Also, Cooper is a...
Oh, yes, sorry, he's a standard poodle. So,
he's not a Labrador.
No.
No, he's not a curly Labrador.
No. Yes, Ryan.
Wow,
so,
okay.
And there's
Thank
no
you.
Way you could have a standard poodle as a... guide dog unless you fancied spending a lot of time swimming in ponds unexpectedly. Should we do the What the Hell is Happening Here?
Yes, I think so. Thanks.
James said that we all got it right last week and it was
well, we
indeed
didn't. No, because Jazza said we didn't.
Yeah, no, but we got it right in that it was
yes, it's just it was after
it's Freddie's first experience
the
on the hunt and
yeah,
so to speak.
Yes, yeah.
and then it was after Nigel had died. So yeah. Now this week's one completely baffled me, but anyway, here we go.
Can't wait.
Oh dear, it's 4:15.
Why can't it?
We can do it.
Oh, half an hour, that's all we've got, and I've still got to decorate
it. Lord.
This is old Clary.
Perhaps one of us had better make a start on the piping.
Good idea. You should do that, Clary. You're the best.
Well, how can you till we've finished icing?
Well, I'll start that end where it's done. Don't worry, I won't get in your way.
Okay.
So if you and Jill smooth it, I'll follow you along.
Perfect.
I've got the red already.
Very sensible.
Oh, Jill, then, right, as soon as I've got going, you come behind me putting the flowers on.
Right.
And can you carry on with the butter icing?
Yeah, good. Come on, let's get going.
Right. Icing against the clock.
It's a real production line.
Yeah, what a team, eh?
Yeah, maybe we ought to turn professional, eh?
Yeah. Oh, dear old Nick.
Again, she's cropping up a lot, isn't she?
Dear old... Oh, is there more?
It's only that bit. So it must have been some
What's
sort
the music,
of...
then?
Yeah, that was the next scene. It must have been some sort
Nick's
of...
Nick's wedding?
No, I think it was a royal thing because she said she's got red icing. So I was thinking red, white and blue. So what was the last...
No, but that was ages ago.
Yeah, no, not the... Oh, the Kate and William one?
Oh, yeah. Because that was 12 years ago. So
maybe they were making
Clary...
an enormous wedding Colin the Caterpillar.
Yes. Oh, that's very... That's a... Yeah, that's a good
I can't
idea.
Imagine what else you'd need red icing for.
No.
I
think
know.
You're onto something there. Oh, well, this is a properly interesting one. Jill sounds young, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Jill sounds like you would fancy the pants off her in that situation. Clary doesn't sound...
Bag. Anyway, email us with your suggestions. Thank you very much, James, as always.
Oh, James, honestly,
ferreting these
absolutely
things out.
Amazing what yes. you're doing here.
Yes.
This is the highlight of my week now.
And
this
Jazza, if you were in it, email us and tell us what you were doing. And
yes.
Then that,
yes, because he would have been.
Yeah.
It can't.
So this week we have a coronation sketch.
Brilliant.
In which Febreze is invited to a garden party. At Low Loxley.
Is it an illuminated one?
It's a coronation celebration with illumination, yes. So over to Febreze now.
Radio Borsetshire.
Colin, have you been to Greece? Do you have guidebook? Me and Graham are going to Greece for a summer holiday. He's going to look at bits of stone on the floor, and I am going to sunbathe and buy a friendship bracelet. I must rub up my Greek, but I have lost his number. Is it me now? Hello, this is me, Febreze of Felbersham, looking like I have just stepped out of the salon, because I have. This week is the Coronation Street, so I went to a garden party. A garden party is like a normal party, but colder, and you can't sit down or you sink in. Over to me. Press button, Colin. So, here we are at the Coronation Garden Party. This one is at the great historic Downton Abbey house of the Dowager Duchess Lady Elizabeth Lower Loxley.
Hey, steady on. I'm not some crusty old dowager. I'm a sexy duchess, you know. Quick flash of a garter, fumbles with the footman, that sort of thing. Anyway, welcome, Febreze, to our coronation celebration. We've asked everyone from Ambridge to come and pay tribute to their favourite member of the royal family.
Yes, I'm sorry. I thought it was celebration of Coronation Street, so I've come as Ina Sharples.
That's fine. Everyone will think you're the Duchess of York. Oh, look, there's Clary over there. You could catch her for a quick word. Mia's turning all the signs round again. Some sort of Republican protest, I think. But it's become an absolute mania with her. Mia? Mia? Down! Put it down!
Clary! Oh, you look very nice. Who are you?
Well, I don't know, really. I mean, Lady Diana was always my favourite, but it's bad taste to do her. So I've just put my big wedding hat on. Luckily, I'm halfway there, really, as I've got William and Edward. Prince William, now the Prince of Wales, and Prince Edward, who's now Princess Michael of Kent. Oh, I get them all muddled up now they've all hutched up. Have you seen Linda? She's Elizabeth the First. Got a massive ruff on. Looks like a dog who's just been done. I expect this is all new to you, is it? Royals and that?
We did have a royal family up until 1982. Then they fled to Croatia. Well, they didn't really flee. They just went on holiday and the king got a job selling timeshare and they never came back. We follow each other on LinkedIn, but we don't really keep in touch. Oh, is that Susan?
Yep, she's the Queen, of course.
How lovely to see you all. Have you come for? Oh, I'm enjoying this. I've waved at loads of people. Anointed Lee. He wasn't expecting it, so he jumped and spilled his Ribena. Ellen took him off to dab him down. Oh, we do this so well, don't we, us Brits? The pomp, the fanfare. I say you're the Duchess of York, Febreze. I haven't seen an headscarf like that for years. Now, oh, hello, Lillian. Are you Camilla?
Yes. I needed an excuse to smoke, and I already had the boots and the drinks trolley. Anyone need a top-up? How about you, Yorkie?
Yes, please. Freddy made me something red, white and blue, which was quite nice, but the blue sinked all to the bottom. I think it is window lean. Maybe a little gin if you have one.
Of course I do, darling. Pint or a half.
Have you seen Kate? She's Meghan Markle. She hasn't put a lot of effort in, really. She just glowers at everyone, but it's quite effective. Oh, there she is, look, just tripping Kate Middleton up. Blimey, she's booted her right in the alliums.
Oh, imagine if you were royalty, swanning about, having what you liked for your tea. New outfits every day, all dry cleaned, all your family taken care of.
Well, I wouldn't like it. Photographing every time you go out. Sometimes it is nice just to slink to Aldi in your leggings and buy dustpan and brush with no one saying, ooh, what is he wear? We have seen that at before.
What I like about him, really, and I've been a royalist all my life, is that when you're feeling really low and everything's going wrong and your family's being difficult or getting into trouble, you can always look at the royals and think, well, there's always someone worse off than yourself.
Thank you, Mrs. Clary Grundy, in a big hat. I had a lovely time at Lord Loxley, and God bless King Charlie the Tooth and his lovely wife, Queen Godzilla. Bye!
Radio Borsetshire.
Thank you very much, Febreze.
Thank you, Febreze.
And now we are back. No, we will see some of you on Monday when we do our Eurovision tribute.
Gosh, that's come quick.
I know. You're telling me I haven't written any of it yet.
And it's very confusing because we'll have only just had the coronation.
Yes.
So we'll all be in a right old fuddle.
Yes.
We'll all be very tired, won't we, as well?
Well, if, yeah.
You know, after street parties, et cetera, et cetera.
You'll be awash with cupcakes.
Oh, God. I'll have done my straddling, so I'll be fine. I might be hurting a bit.
A bit of Caniston, you'll be fine.
If you would like to visit patreon.com,
yes.
Before, you can do it before Monday, and yeah. You could pledge a pound, and then you can come along.
Yeah.
And look up Ambridge on the Couch. You can support us at any subscription level.
Yes, although I'd rather it wasn't a pound, because that's a little bit humiliating.
That'll
but anyway.
Pay for half a pack of watercress. It's fine. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, at OnAmbridge. Febreze is at FabulousFebreze, or you can email us at AmbridgeOnTheCouch@gmail.com.
Hurrah!
Hurrah.
And now, I didn't know this because I've never actually listened to the beginning of Eurovision, but apparently it always starts with the Te Deum. So Matt has rather brilliantly managed to insert the archers into Te Deum. So there we go. So we will sign off with that. Mm-hmm. And thank you very much for listening.
Thank you so much for listening.
And I'm sorry about my microphone. I need to work out what the hell's happening.
No,
with it.
It's probably fine. You just sound a tiny bit muffled, but that could be all the wine I've drunk.
Right.
So we'll okay. See how, Lucy, let's see how it comes out in the edit.
Oh, God.
Well,
okay.
not that there is an edit, no, but let's see how it comes out.
The thing, just, yes, the just thing. Listen to it when everyone else does at 11 o'clock on Sunday, thinking, ooh, that's what we sounded like. That's good. Anyway, and so we'll see some of you on Monday, and thank you very much for listening, and happy new King Hat Day, if that is your thing.
Happy Hat Day.
Happy Hat Day.
Hats I've, no, royal hats I've worn.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
show.
On a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.